For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins. The Economics and Statistics Office inaugural Quality of Life Survey Spring 2024 report scored Cayman Island satisfaction at 82.2. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
It shows a quality of life score of 82.2% based on six dimensions: health, employment and job quality, material living conditions, economic and physical safety, leisure and social activities, and activities and natural and living environment. Respondents across the Cayman Islands ranked their health as the most essential quality of life at 34.6%, followed by employment and job quality at 18.7%, material living conditions 14.9%, economic and physical safety 13.7%, leisure and social activities 9.8%, and natural and living environment at 8.3%. In scoring the six quality of life dimensions, health scored 84.5%. The employment and job quality score was 75.2%. Material living conditions, the third most important dimension, scored 88.6%. The economic and physical safety score was 86.5%. Leisure and social activities scored 81.7% using work-life balance and social cohesion and connections indicators. The lowest ranked quality of life was the natural and living environment, which scored 70.4%. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
In more news from the ESO, tourism-related services contributed to 3.6% growth in Cayman's economy for the first quarter of 2024. The ESO reports that indicators suggest the growth in economic activity was broad-based and largely reflected a continued recovery in tourism-related services, which induced growth in auxiliary sectors. The hotels and restaurants sector had an estimated growth of 12.6%, while transport and communication expanded by an estimated 4.0%. The financing and insurance services sector, which remains the largest contributor to GDP, grew by an estimated 3.0% for the quarter. Key auxiliary sectors, which support tourism and financial services such as wholesale and retail trade and utilities, also expanded with respective growth of 1.7% and 6.6%. The central government recorded an overall surplus of $250 CI, $4 million in the year's first 3 months. This resulted in revenue of $512.8 million and expenditure of $262.4 million. The central government's outstanding debt increased to $445.9 million as of March 2024 from $496.1 million as of March 2023. The Health Services Authority is looking to expand its morgue services.
A new request for proposals has been published on government's Bonfire Hub procurement site, asking for project management, quantity surveying and professional architectural, as well as engineering design services for the Faith Hospital campus. The 12,000-square-foot state-of-the-art two-story expansion project will help the Health Services Authority tick off a number of objectives. The emergency department expansion will enhance the capability and capacity of the accident and emergency department to accommodate, quote, a growing patient population and improve the quality of urgent care services. It will set up a state of the art diagnostic imaging radiology department equipped with modern technology to provide a range of imaging services for accurate and timely diagnosis. The HSA will integrate emergency medical ambulance services with the new structure, ensuring, quote, swift and efficient emergency response times and better coordination with the accident and emergency department. And it will offer dedicated spaces for acute urgent care services to offer, quote, immediate action for non-life-threatening conditions, thereby reducing the pressure on the emergency department and improving patient flow. The deadline to submit bids is December 13th. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The closing date for the request for proposals is December 13th. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. A network of groups campaigning against landmines has condemned Washington's decision to provide anti-personnel mines to Ukraine. US officials say the mines would slow down Russia's advance, especially in the east. Unlike Russian landmines, these would become inert after a certain period. The Russian Duma has approved in first reading a bill blocking exiled authors and artists from accessing earnings generated inside Russia. Most of these have been officially branded as foreign agents, and the Duma speaker said traitors would no longer be able to enrich themselves at the expense of the Russian people. BBC News.